RER Mobile listening.
We're running around. W2T sitting at home.
Ford, I didn't want to sit at home no more. So I took my COVID-19 mask, put a new filter in it, and said, look out, world, here I come.
Oh, I know. I had to run out to the post office this morning and the grocery store to pick up a couple of items, and then went by and did a hands-free pickup of my pizza and came back to the house. So how's things going your way? You staying safe and healthy?
Been staying safe and healthy. Knock on wood. I knock on my head, but I'm kind of driving, and I got the microphone in the other hand. Yeah, we've been staying healthy. How about you?
Pretty much the same thing here. I was home most all day. I had to run out just long enough to pick up a gallon of fresh strawberries on Sunday and come back to the house. And then spent all day here yesterday. Like I said, I ran out long enough to go to the post office, quick trip to the grocery store, buy the pizza place, and back to the house. So I think from the time I left here to the time I got back to the house, I wasn't gone 45 minutes, you know.
Thursday, we stepped out of the house and we took a ride up to Strawberry Hill and grabbed our strawberries and a few other things while we were there. And took a slow ride home, took all the back roads and showed the wife some of the countryside up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good riding and all. I might take off one day and just make a run up through Inman and up through Landrum and up that way and back down and around just to get out of the house and travel a little bit. So, and you just get away from people. So, you know, it's all what you do. So that's a good thing. But anyway, so you made any good radio contacts on the air?
Some here and there. What did we do? We did like 20 contacts this weekend for that Florida QSO party that was going on. Yeah, 20 stations we hit up.
Contacts for that. Of course, I was calling a net, 20 meter sideband net Saturday afternoon, and that, you know, that was interesting, and all the band was strange and everything else. Some of the 20 meters, you can figure you could hear most anybody, but I mean, it was pretty weird, and you could tell the band was changing as we talked because you could hear the sound floating in and out as you were listening. But anyway, and then I did a CW, checked into a 20 meter CW net yesterday afternoon and made about 5, 6, 7 contacts. So, you know, that was Sunday afternoon. So that's pretty much a little bit of 40-meter CW last night. And basically just doing a few nets here, there, and, you know, that's about it.
Sorry, R for ID. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of yard work. I put up the new antenna, new dipole. Got it up there about a good 50 feet up in the air. So it took a little bit, but we got it. And just doing landscaping, had a deck put up around the pool. So getting all that stuff out of the way, you know.
A little work out in the yard, cleaning up. Washed the car yesterday and everything. So got that done. Watching the crew going up the road, installing cable along this road over here. So hopefully I'll be able to get that out here soon, because I'd like to get that so I can get some faster internet access and get some better TV, because right now I don't have anything. So, you know, just a lot of different things going on. I got an antenna. I got to get out. Got to find somebody with a launcher so I can get this up, get this one. I got a G5RV I want to put up as a slight inverted V and get it up in the air, but I don't have a launcher and haven't built one yet. And so, you know, that's the next thing I got to do is find somebody with a launcher that can come over here one day and help me launch up, launch the cord up in the air, you know, W2T.
Well, we bought a launcher, but it was useless. Didn't work out. I took it back. Just couldn't get it to work. So I ended up just putting some weights on the end of the one of the lines or ropes. And did it the old way, the old-fashioned way, and just twirled it and flung it and let it go up there.
Yeah, Dan, I could only get it up a little ways. I couldn't get the center up high enough, so I just didn't try. I've got one tree out here where I want to put the center of it, but I need to be able to get it up about 40 or 45, 50 feet in the air, and there are no limbs lowering about that on this tree, so I haven't figured out a way to throw them, even with weights, throw the line up that high anyway. But, you know, I'm going to be talking with a few folks, and we'll see about getting somebody over to come over and help me shoot it into the air. And I went online to see where they've got those air launchers. The people are making those and selling them. Boy, they like them real well because, you know, anything that's decent starts at about, the ones I was finding started about $170. And that's a little bit much since you can buy the parts for less than $75.
Say so. That's a lot of money. So, oh well. All right, Rusty, we hit our destination. So we'll say 73s for now. And stay out of trouble, if you will. W1RR Mobile will be after your finals.
All right, well, you have a good one this afternoon. Be safe out there on the road when you're traveling around. We'll talk to you later. 73s, W2T.